You're listening to Stranger Than. I'm Allie DeTrue. This is a McGill Daily CKUT collaboration. The words you're about to hear are by Hilary Pasternak. The voice, Emma Noradunkian.
Nobody comes to Florida on purpose. Okay, plenty of people do, I guess. To Miami for the clubs and the beach, to Orlando for the theme parks, and to Palm Beach to retire, like my grandparents have. I just can't wrap my head around why. It's too flat here, too wide and open. The new condos are too new, too clean and uniform. The older buildings are painted in garish ice cream pastels, creamsicle orange, pistachio green, watermelon pink. It's just unsettling. The constant threat of an alligator encounter does not help matters. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm aware I only feel this way because it's so different here from home. But such balanced judgment hardly seems relevant at the moment. I'm angry. I'm scrunched up, nearly in fetal position, in the back of the minivan my grandpa borrowed to pick us up from the airport. He's complaining about the stock market or something in his thick Brooklyn accent. Later, he'll try to goad me into an argument about whether universal health care is really necessary. I won't take the bait. Outside, it's hot and damp, everything sweating. Inside, I'm covered in goosebumps because my mother's cranked the air conditioner all the way up to ass. She won't turn it down, I've asked. All there is to do is pout. I'm 8 years old again. And then there's this asshole outside my window on the motorbike. Way past middle-aged, paunchy, decked out in the customary black and denim biker regalia. He's straddling a big red chopper, and there's a goddamn stuffed gorilla sitting behind him, life-sized, wearing a pair of gold aviators, Elvis style. Motorcycles used to be a kind of rebellion thing, right? Easy Rider, Steppenwolf, Fonzie, I don't fucking know. That was almost half a century ago, and all that shit's close to dead now. If you're riding a motorcycle in the 21st century, it's because the kids are out of the house and you're close to paying off that mortgage. If he were about 30 years younger and sporting that handlebar mustache with something like irony, I think it would be easier for me to accept this. Then it would just be hipster shenanigans, but no. This is a baby boomer. This man is a product of the generation of sincerity. He has a goddamn reason for transporting this gorilla in this fashion. He has a purpose. This man is taking the world in a love embrace. He is firing all his guns at once. He is exploding into space. That's Florida in a nutshell, I'm deciding. This idiot on the motorbike, monkey in tow, he is the anthropomorphic personification of Florida, hell, of the entire fucking United States. I don't know how true that is, I've decided. And in that moment, I understand America. I understand Earth. I understand the entire motherfucking universe, because the universe is only a man and a gorilla and a motorbike. The universe is ridiculous and arbitrary and uncaring and maddeningly plush. The gorilla and its chauffeur put on a burst of speed, leaving us in the dust. A small voice pipes up from the back of my head. Shut up, it tells me.